Topic apropos Parsha Zachor, which is the Shita HaNifla'a of the Chinuch, a much discussed Shita. So let's jump right in. Tani, you want to just read the Psukim for us? Zachor. So that's why, by the way, the Hagos Maimonio says that the mitzvah only applies to Mos HaMashiach. Okay?
Parsha Hashem
Lokecha
Lacham
Mikol Evecha
Misaviv.
Okay? Right, so it's dependent on entry into Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Chav Shalosh Mitzvos Nistavu Yisrael B'Shas Knisas on the Aretz. Number one is Aminoi Melech. Number two is Lachri Zarah Shalom Malek. And number three is Binyan Beis HaBechira. So what should happen then? Shmuel, how many mitzvahs are raised in this section? Shlomi? Two? Three, right? Zachor, Lotishkach, and Timcha. So we have to understand the relationship between them. Zachor and Lotishkach are obviously related. The question is the relationship between Zechira Samalek and Mechia Samalek. So this is actually something that I want to test out today. Well, let's first see the Shita of the Sefer HaChinuch. It's a radical view. It has its roots, as the title of the share indicates, the Or HaRambam VeRamban. It really has its roots in the Rambam and the Ramban. What I'd like to do is to challenge the Shita of the Sefer HaChinuch today, but from a different perspective than it's normally challenged. So let's put the Chinuch on the ledger. Go ahead, Nachum, as loud as you can. Sefer HaChinuch. We'll pick up on his chiddush. Misharashi amitzal aseisach libenu shakol amitzal liyisrael sonu v'nei Hashem baruchu v'chilefi ra'ato v'aremas rov nisko tia mapalaso v'raso kamosha atamotze ba'amalek. Anybody who attacks the Jewish people is despised by God, and in accordance with the gravity of the sin is the prescribed punishment. Okay, go ahead. Ki mipnei. Right, but derech b'tzeis chamitzrayim. They were the first. Tivanu Baruchu La'abed Zichra min ha'aretz L'sharish acharav Ad kalav to be misharish acharayim until they're utterly destroyed. Okay? So this is again not the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which the Sefer HaChinuch also says, of course, only for the men. So all those extra readings of Parsha Zachor that we do for the benefit of the women, the Sefer HaChinuch would say miutar legamrei, totally unnecessary. Women have no chiyuv whatsoever in Zechira Samalek, because Zechira Samalek is all about generating the kind of national memory that's for the sake of doing war, and the men are going to be the ones that actually go to war. Now, a lot of assumptions here. First of all, the interrelationship between Zechira Samalek and Mechia Samalek, number one. And number two, that the men and not the women are going to go to war. So Yoni, just read for us the comments of the Minchas Chinuch here. The Minchas Chinuch famously asks two questions against the Sefer HaChinuch. What I'd like to try to do today is to present a third. Okay, go ahead. V'arava Mechaber, meaning the Sefer HaChinuch, poter nashim mitzazoh, v'nir ktsas to poter osam mehalav gam kein. And he thinks that, remarkably, that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, they're not chayavos in the lav either, the lav here being, which would be astounding, and this is really something that we're learning right now. Why, Shmuel? Why would that be astonishing? Jonathan? It's an ironclad rule, right? The Mishnah says there are only three exceptions, and here the Rambam says that there are really only three exceptions, okay? So that would be astonishing. Now, I put here in the footnote, so much time to get into it, whether or not the Sefer HaChinuch really believes that women are not obligated to losa save lo tishkach is debatable, and even the Minchas Chinuch himself is somewhat tentative on that point. He says, v'nirek tzas. Okay, and in any event, go ahead, Yoni. Uvifrat b'makom lav gamkein, right? To say that a woman is exempt from mitzvah say shelo asman grama, you need some evidence, number one, right? And number two, especially where there's a corresponding lav, because when it comes to mitzvah say that have a lav, typically women are chayavos in them, even if it's mitzvah say shelo asman grama. Think about zachar siyam ha-shabbos, etc. Think about achilas matzah, etc. right? There's this whole panoply of mitzvos that they might otherwise be exempted from, but once they're obligated in losa, say they're obligated in nase. Okay. Hakol yotzin. So he's attacking one pole of the Sefer HaChinuch, which is to say, even if you believe that Zechiras HaMalek is for the sake of Mechiyas HaMalek, which we'll see is actually an assumption that's shared by many, nonetheless, why do you assume that women are exempted from Mechiyas HaMalek? It's a Milchames Mitzvah, and we have a principle based on a Mishnah and Sota that when it comes to Milchames Mitzvah, afilu chasan mechetro v'kalo mechupasa. Number one. Number two, gam... Hashem Yis'ala imatam machmas hanekama. Who's to say that Zechira Samalek is really for the sake of Mechia Samalek? Sheyichra Samalek mikol v'kol v'lo yezeichra lahem. There won't be a single survivor. And he just outright says that, you know, it's an achron arguing with the Rishon, but it happens. So he says, V'nira. K'nira. So he just rejects the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, we've never seen such a p'tur before. And he does it on the basis of two criticisms. Number one, that if you think that Zechira is really linked to Mechiyas HaMalek, who's to say women are really exempted from Mechiyas HaMalek? Number one. And number two, who's to say that Zechira is mita'am Mechiyas? So let's try to assess that in Shitas HaRambam. I think we're going to see something fascinating. The Rav was already omed on these diukim between the Mishnah Torah and the Sefer Mitzvot. I'm so proud of you guys. I think you're so well prepared for this kind of analysis. There's a piece on this in Harei Kedem. I'm going to quote a brief section of this a little bit later on, but being medayik in the Mishnah Torah and then the Sefer HaMitzvot. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah, I think, gets you close. I think the Sefer HaMitzvot puts you over the finish line. Avram Yaakov, thanks for the shout-out yesterday. You'll get the Rambam here in the Mishnah Torah, a little quid pro quo. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Mitzvot ha'asei l'achrim shevam, mishenemar ha'achrim tachrimim. V'chol shebal liyadu echad mehem v'lo harago, over b'lo sa'asei shenemar, lo sechaya kol neshama. Right, that if you have the personal opportunity to kill a Yavusi, a Girgashi, well, I guess a Girgashi made peace with us, but the Prizi, the Amori, the Chivi, the Chiti, etc., Yonatan Sturm had an opportunity to cut down an Amori, and he didn't do it, so then he's Mevatel, the Mitzvah Saseh, and he's over below Saseh, Shenemar, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama. I'm not accusing Yonatan Sturm of letting anybody get off scot-free. And then the Rambam says, Ukvar Avad Zichram, but they don't exist anymore, so... Interestingly, even though he says it's a chovas agavra to cut down each and every one of them, it can't be implemented anymore. Okay, go ahead. V'chein, mitzvah saseh. V'chein, mitzvah saseh. That too is to the footnotes that goes from Emunio, as I mentioned when Tani was expertly reading. Shenemar. Okay. Now, interestingly, the Rambam does not say anything about, you know, an amaleiki that's baliyado, that you're mevatel the mitzvah saseh. It could be that he really thinks it's a chovas hatzibur. Some of us explored this a number of years ago when Rabbi Adler was out. Be that as it may. Liskor tamid ma'asav hara'im v'arei vaso. Always to remember. So to always make sure that enmity exists. You know, the flames need to be stoked, Eli, right? You need to stoke those flames. That's what Zechira is doing. It's stoking the flames of enmity and hatred. Shenemar. So again, the Rambam says here that Zechira Samalek has a definite function. It's Kedei La'orer Evaso. Now, what he doesn't go so far as to say in the Mishnah Torah, anyway, is that it's specifically for the sake of Mechiyas HaMalek. He alludes to it. But if you take a look at the Sefer HaMitzvos of Rami, here I think the Rambam says it outright. And the Rav was omed on this diok as well. The Mitzvah Kuf Peites. Right, just like he said in the Mishnah Torah, Tamid. Now he's saying Bechol Eis Va'Eis, to do this all the time. Maybe once a year isn't enough. Okay? Underline. Ne'or hanefashos b'mamarim li lachim bo. So the Rambam agrees with the Sefer HaChinuch, anachronistic. Sefer HaChinuch got this really from the Rambam. I agree, I think from the Ramban as well. What's the Eli, in your own words, what's the Rambam clearly saying here? Yaakov, what's he saying? The whole point of Zechiras Amalek is to fight them, is to make sure that we have the kind of enmity that's necessary for the war. And then he brings a raya from the Haftorah, you see the Rambam New Tanakh also, is that right before Shmuel gives Shaul the command to go annihilate Amalek, Me'olel Adyonik, Shlomi, what does he review with him? He says, remember they attacked us. And you have to kill them, right? Halo Tirah, Shmuel Hanavi, go ahead, Avrami, just to bring us home. Right, because, you know, things fade with, you know, the passage of a few thousand years. Halo tira Shmuel Hanavik shehit chalaso samitzvah zos eich asa shehu zachar tzchila maseu hara v'achrechein siva lehorgam hu amaro yisale pakati sasher asa amalek liyisrael asher samlo baderach valo sami mitzrayim. That when mechias amalek is actually being implemented, what happens? We do a Zechira Samalek. So you see, the Rambam basically subscribed to the first point in the Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch's critique is, who's to say that Zechira Samalek is linked to Mechia Samalek would not withstand the test of the Rambam, right? The Rambam clearly believed in that also. Now, as far as that other point is concerned, here, as the Minchas Chinuch himself pointed out, the Rambam would be squarely in the camp of the Minchas Chinuch, because the Rambam would seem to strongly feel that women would be involved in, at some level, in Mechia Samalek. Let's just document that. Donnie just quickly documented for us, sources 6 through 8. Milchemes Mitzvah Kol Yotzin. What gender is the Kala? Correct, okay. Right, so the Kala Mechupasa. So the Rambam says, Milchemes Mitzvah, women participate, even if she's a bride. And then the Rambam says, what's a milchames mitzvah? Ve'ezohi milchames mitzvah. So according to Shitas HaRambam, are women involved in the war against Amalek? The answer is definitive yes. So, right, even though the Rambam believes very strongly in the linkage between Zechiras Amalek and Mechias Amalek, right, he'll draw the opposite conclusion from the Sefer HaChinuch. Now, there's another interesting approach here, which is developed by Rav Shurkin in the Harare Kedem, based on the Sifra quoted by the Ramban in his essay. So let's just quickly put the Sifra on the ledger, then we'll show you Rav Shurkin's interesting comment about this. Whether or not he heard this in the Rav, I couldn't tell. I asked Rabbi Adler this morning, he wasn't sure either, because he had never heard the Rav suggest such an idea. Another svara as to why women might have been exempted from the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, again, nothing to do with the linkage between Zechiras Amalek and Mechias Amalek, a completely different approach. Alex J. Ostrin, why don't you establish the sifra for us? Is it enough to meditate upon it? Normally we associate Shamor with the Losaseis. Here we're saying that Shamor is actually a state of mind. And if you're Billy Joel, a outstanding. Hamani Mekayim Zachor. So there's this whole constellation of mitzvot, Shiatiyah Shona B'Ficha. Zachor always implies something that you are articulating, something that you are verbalizing. So it's Zachor HaSasher Hashem Kachal Miriam, you're supposed to talk about it. V'chein Hu Omer, skipping to the end. Yachol Belibcha, maybe this is only, you know, in your own heart. Hare Shechecha Salev Amura. That you actually have to articulate it. The question is, what does Shoneh B'Ficha mean? So everybody thought it meant, you know, sort of what the Pasuk says, Zachor Eis Asher Asalach Amalek B'Derech B'Tzeis Chamitzrayim, telling the story of their attack. Now, what's interesting is, the Ravid wrote a commentary on the Sifra. Unfortunately, they didn't have it on the Bar Ilan, and I couldn't get to it in Hebrew books. I just copied this line out of the Harare Kedem, with attribution, obviously. But this is what the Ravid has to say about Shoneh B'Ficha. A radically different interpretation, Akiva Shturm. Right. amazing. So that the Zachor lo tishkach balance, according to the Ravid, is Zachor shetei shona b'ficha is milashon b'shinat levanecha. That what's the kiyum? Not to tell just the story of what Amalek did, but it's actually an exercise in Talmud Torah. That Zachor is asher asalcha Amalek, it's a mitzvah d'araisa to understand all the halachos governing Amalek. Okay? That's the Ravid's interpretation of that line in the Torah's Kohanim. And then, so this is either of Shurkin's suggestion or maybe even heard it from the Rav. If you wanted to say that women were exempted from the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, don't make it about the linkage to Mechias HaMalek, because that'll get you into the problem of Kala Mechupasa, but based on the tour of excellence. Okay, Akiva, just read the line. Yoshua, thinking along the lines of the Ravid, which we know, you know, it's not the first time that happened. Okay, go ahead, Akiva. Interesting. And again, that's not obvious, because you could have made the argument, you know, Rabbi Adler was saying this morning, we were discussing it, you know, once you say, Afin hayu bo sonis, and nashim chayavos b'mikra megillah, you know, it's not so obvious that this particular aspect of Talmud Torah would be dissociated from them. But again, that was another svara to suggest that, you know, women would be exempted from Zechiras HaMalek. But clearly, this is a das yachid. Right, in terms of you know, the idea that Zechiras HaMalek doesn't actually mean to tell the story, which is what it says in the pasuk, Baderech Betzeis Chamim Mitzrayim, but it means somehow to learn the halachos associated with Amalek is, I mean, it's a Ravid. Right? I'm not telling you it's not some, you know, this is not this is not Friedman speaking. It's the Ravid. I mean, so you know, we have to be Goreis the Ravid. If it's the Ravid Shita, it's the Ravid Shita. But nonetheless, this would be a very esoteric view as to how you may exempt women from Zechiras Amalek. Okay, so you have the Chinuch who we've challenged. We have the Ravid's view. What I want to try to do is establish a completely different line of critique against the Sefer HaChinuch, but first validating the basic equation, again being that there's an interrelationship between Zechiras HaMalek and Mechias HaMalek. So again, the Sefer HaChinuch believed it. The Rambam certainly believed it, especially in the Sefer HaMitzvos. What I'd like to try to show you is that the Ramban believed it as well. The Ramban firmly believed in this link between Zechiras HaMalek and Mechias HaMalek. Now, what he believes about that somehow translating into an exemption for women, it's almost certain that he didn't believe that. But he puts it in very fascinating terms. So just hold on to the questions for a second, because I want to establish the Ramban, and then I promise at the end we will come back, time permitting, to all the questions that people have. I just want to make sure to establish this Ramban, and then to develop what I hope is a little bit of a chiddush in this sugya. Okay, Avi Roth, good to see you again. Avi and I shared a mila this morning. And we said together, Kishem Shenichnas Labris, Ken Yikane Sater L'chop L'masim Tovim. We saw the father make the bracha, thank God. So, you know, the Ravid, you know, did not win the day. You know, it was, all in all, it was, you know, triumphant moment for Klal Yisrael. Okay, Zachor Yisrael Asher Asal HaMalek, Avi Roth. And when the Ramban says Lo Yadati, you get excited. It wasn't too much the Ramban didn't know. But he says, I really don't know what it means that we're supposed to, you know, we have a mitzvah of Shona Beficha, right? The Ravid maybe thinks it's Talmud Torah. The Rambam thinks it's obviously Dvarim La'orer Evaso. Belo Yadati Maya Zechira Zo Befeh. What is it? Maybe it means that we should read the story of Amalek B'tzibor, either from Kitetze or B'shalach. Yoni remembers the Mishnah Berurah dealing with that question. Could it be Yotze Yerchiyav of Zachor with the reading on Purim morning, Vayavo Amalek? Question the Mishnah Berurah. The Rav thought it depended on this issue, whether it's connected to the mitzvah of Mechiyah. Because the mitzvah of Mechiyah only appears in Kitetze. So if you think that Zechira is linked to Mechiyah, then Vayavo Amalek is not going to help you. Okay. Bishniya Zachor, right? Right. Be'echad Shkalim, Bishniya Zachor, Shlishi Para, Revi'a Chodesh. Okay. Now, this is a fascinating line where he says it will also be a smach l'mikra Megillah mina Torah, because Mikra Megillah itself is also part of the story of the confrontation between the Jews and the people of Amalek. But then he says, V'anachon be'enai, and pay very careful attention to the analysis of the Ramban. So what is the Ramban validating here? Very clearly. Avi? Outstanding. He's saying that Zechira is all about Mechia, and he even implies that this mitzvah will only continue until... Yeah, this is an amazing thing. So Gufa, what the Minchas Chinuch says, is who knows? Maybe this mitzvah will continue on, be Mos HaMashiach after they're destroyed. The Ramban suggests that it wouldn't, right? And it's important. You know, people shouldn't think, our children shouldn't think that we're genocidal lunatics, but we should explain the reason that we have it out for Amalek is because they started up with us, and as the Sforno says, they attacked God, as well, because, it was a moment when, and Rashi quotes this as well, Asher Korecha, Milashon Kar, that the Jewish people, as God's chosen people, everybody respected that in the world, and they, jumped into the Ambatia, and, were Moser Nefesh. They weren't Moser Nefesh L'Kadei Shem Shemayim, they were Moser Nefesh L'Chalel Shem Shemayim. Okay. So that's the Ramban. So, is it a surprise that the Sefer HaChinuch took the idea that, Zechira is for the sake of Mechia? It's quite a surprise that he says, and therefore women are exempt. But is it a surprise that he related to Zechira as a way of ensuring Mechia? Absolutely not, because the two men he admired most, Nachmanides, Maimonides, and, that was it. So they also, have this idea. That's where he got the idea, presumably. He just took it one step further, that women are going to be exempted from Mechia Samalik. Now, I'd like to explore the linkage in the Ramban here and develop just a little small chiddush, Ein Beis Medrash Bli Chiddush, Chagiga Daf Gimel, and then we'll take all the questions and comments. Because I have a little bit of a chiddush here as to how we might challenge a chinuch from a different point of view. So it's based on a linkage that the Ramban makes. He says, if you read the Chumash, just one chapter before we encounter Zachor Es Asher Asalach Amalek, what do we encounter? With almost mamash the same words, the same trap. Zachor Es Asher Asa Hashem L'Mirayim. Zachor Es Asher Asa Hashem L'Kech L'Mirayim, Baderech. The trap is almost exactly the same. It's like to say, Amalek is the enemy out there, but before you can worry about the enemy out there, Kiva, who do you have to worry about? The enemy in here. And that's Lashon Hara. Okay, so in any event, V'chein B'maseh Miriam, go ahead, Avi. Gnusan Shel Tzadikim, right? What interest do we have in perpetuating, Miriam's sin? By the way, the Ramban and the Sheikh Chasa Essin Yoni, remember, he counts that Zechiras Miriam is mitzvah Sasei Doraisa against the Ramban. Suma Befihem. Raos Rabos. Where's the Gemara? Hakol Bavak Lashon Hara? Krasinski? Solomon? Rifkind? What's that? Baba Basra. So, in any event, so the Ramban is saying is that we have this concept that we're supposed to perpetuate memories of certain events in our history for a particular toelas. So what's the toelas? I'm picking that word quite deliberately here. What's the toelas of perpetuating Zechiras Miriam, Mr. Srego? For what end? Well, why are we talking about this? Why are we perpetuating her sin? And, promulgating it? Donnie?
Rejoice in not to follow her footsteps.
Right, exactly. Because, there's a toelas. That's the only time you're allowed to say what otherwise would be Lashon Hara, right? Now you get the meta pun here. So too, when it comes to Zechiras Amalek, why are we talking about this? What's the function of talking about this? So the Ramban says, we want to talk about what they did so that why we are commanded to annihilate them. It's for the sake of Mechias Amalek. So now, who wants to tell me what my, in addition to the two critiques of the Minchas Chinuch, the second critique being the weaker one, I think it's well established that Zechira is linked to Mechia. The first critique, very legitimate, right, that Kala Mechupasa, so the idea that women are exempted from Mechia Samalik is much more questionable, but I think there's a much more powerful critique against the Sefer HaChinuch that we can now level. Shlomi, what is it?
Well, I don't know if it's based on this, but if so, then there shouldn't have been any Sefira after, like, the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, because we're not... If Sefira is connected to Mechia, then... And Mechia is only knowing...
Okay, remember, but in fairness, that is the sheet of the Agos Maimonios. It's not necessarily the chinuch doesn't have to. The chinuch says it's a bechol eis. Doctor.
It would seem kind of ironic that
Mechia
is connected to Sefira, that the Ramban bases the whole aspect of Sefira Samali on remembering the woman that Miriam.
Well, that's a parallel. He's just saying, in parallel to Zechiras Amalek, we have Zechiras Miriam. Mark? Okay. Well, let's assume that it really means, you know, Mechias Amalek, and let's assume that we really do believe that there's a connection between Zechir and Mechia, and let's even grant the argument that women are not obligated in Mechias Amalek. Tani, there's still just a logical flaw with the Chinuch. What is it?
The point of Zechir is to explain why during Mechia, she'll find a woman.
Exactly, and even if you believe that the entire goal of Zechir is so that we're in a position to destroy Amalek, why shouldn't women have an educational role? In fact, who's going to be more impactful on the children, saying, you know, we have this national antagonism with Amalek? Why would you make the argument that just because you believe, and the Chinuch does believe it, fine, we'll grant him this, that the women aren't going to go to battle, why don't they have an educational role in training their children as to the why of, you know, this is why we go to battle and the fact that we have to go to battle? Shema b'ni Musar avicha v'al titash Torah simecha. Why would they be exempted from that? I understand the Rive. It's saying, if you think it's really a din in Talmud Torah, and women are officially pturus from Talmud Torah, so they'll be pturus from this aspect of Talmud Torah. But the whole syllogism, as it were, of the Chinuch, to suggest, anybody get a marker? Okay, but you do. That pturus linked to Mechia, number one. Number two, that only the men are chayav in Mechia. Therefore, number three, here we go. Thank you. Zechira leads to Mechia. Mechia is only relevant to the Zecharim. Ergo, Zechira is only for the Zecharim. Just doesn't hold water. You can accept this, right? You can accept this, but why would you accept this? The whole point of Zechira is to explain that we have a mitzvah to annihilate them. According to the Ramban, it can explain the reason behind it as well. So why wouldn't women be obligated in that? Just because they're not going to be the ones to take the swords or the drones or, you know, whatever computer viruses we're going to use to destroy them or, you know, however we're going to do it. You know, and I prefer the Kesef Mishas approach, and let's just make Amalek Yer Toshev, and then it'll be a shame Amalek will be Nifka. You know, that would be the nicest way of doing it. But however we're going to do it, why wouldn't women be involved on the educational side? To me, that's the strongest question against the Chinuch. What's that? I didn't get the reference. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. So exactly right. So to me, the entire basis of the Chinuch's argument, is logically questionable. Forget about whether or not you want to attack it from the perspective of Kalamei Chupasa, fine, but he can debate that point. He also knew the Mishnah Maseches Sota. But the foundational issue, I think, is highly questionable that the women aren't going to be involved, they're not going to be obligated to educate their children towards a certain idea, especially in light of the Ramban, that this is, you know, deeply connected with the Zechiras Miriam, that there are certain things and values we have to explain to our children. So a mother has a critical role in this process. This is not, you know, substantive Talmud Torah per se. That'll grant you the Ravid. But I think that the Sefer HaChinuch has to be challenged from this point of view. as logically flawed in this respect. So again, obviously the Sefer HaChinuch wasn't accepted by Klal Yisrael, hence the 14 readings of Zachor that will happen, you know, in your shul tomorrow. But even just in terms of the logic of it, if you believe that women are not involved in Mechiyah, and you believe that Zechira is linked to Mechiyah, I still think you have every reason to believe that women are involved in Zechira, because women have a critical educational role, number one. And number two, then there's the Losase of Lotishkach. You're going to have a very hard time arguing that if they're obligated in Lotishkach, they're not allowed to forget. So on some level, they're obligated in Zechira as well. Okay, so that's my, you know, addition to the discussion, this famous discussion of the Sefer HaChinuch. Let's get as many of the questions as we get as possible. Alex, you had been waiting the longest, and then Jonathan as well. Then let's get to Donnie and Yosef Aryeh and Yoni.